You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Radio Clash. I'm your host, Will Moustakakis. And today, I'm starting a little late. I actually have a show before me now. That's never happened before. I guess it happened last semester with Peter's show, but Peter always ended on time. Anyway, so today I've got a show. Because FIFA 18, the video game, is coming out on Friday. I've already pre-ordered it. It's downloaded on my Xbox, but I can't play it, which is infuriating. But anyway, so today I made a show of all my favorite songs that I remember from past FIFAs. There's a variety of songs, so it's not all. FIFA takes a lot of songs from around the world, so some of these songs are from around the world, so that's fun. Anyway, up first we have one that is from an artist that I'm familiar with, and I remember playing FIFA 06 on my Game Boy Advance, my Game Boy Advance SP, excuse me, and they had this song, so that's how I remember it. It's Lila by Oasis. Off their, I want to say it's their 2005 album, Don't Believe the Truth. So here we go.
Thank you.
That was Lila by Oasis. Up next, I've got a song from FIFA 15, so a 9-year jump from FIFA 06. And that song is Sunrise by Slaptop. Yeah, I don't really know much about Slaptop, but I remember this song from playing FIFA 15. It was a pretty good song, so that's why I'm going to play it. Anyway, here we go with Sunrise by Slaptop.
No money in the bank, but the bank don't buy. Come on.
That was Sunrise by Slaptop. I really enjoy the horn on that track. I think it adds a whole lot. Anyway, up next is a song that I'm pretty sure most of my audience probably knows. It's Kids by MGMT, which is off of FIFA 09. I should just mention now that these are all songs like I remember on FIFA. So like, yeah, like, there were other songs before I started playing or that I don't remember that are also very good. Like, Song 2 by Blur was on, like, FIFA 98, but I was born in 1998, so how could I have played that game? And there are others, but anyway, this is one I distinctly remember. Kids by MGMT off their 2000, 2007 or 2008 album, Oracular Spectacular. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Kids from MGMT. Up next, we have a song off FIFA 11 by Two Door Cinema Club called I Can Talk. I'll get right into it. I hope you enjoy. That was I Can Talk from Two Door Cinema Club. Up next, we have She's Got Me Dancing by Tommy Sparks. So I know this might not be the best topic, like the best theme I've ever had for a show, but I realized if I used up all my good topics, then I'd run out very quickly. So, I mean, I have to do some that are relevant at a certain point in time. And to me, this topic, this theme, I guess, is relevant. Anyway, up next, She's Got Me Dancing by Tommy Sparks, which I think is a very good song. I hope you'll think that too. It's off FIFA 10. Hope you enjoy.
You dancing, but you're never-
That was She's Got Me Dancing from Tommy Sparks. Up next we have Youngblood Hawk with We Come Running. I think this is a somewhat popular song. Yeah, it has 36 million listens on Spotify. I heard it off of FIFA 13. And that's how I know the song. And then I've heard it out and about. Well, I don't know, at like stores and stuff, over the radio, whatever. Anyway, We Come Running by Youngblood Hawk. Hope you enjoy it.
Under a pale blue sky, you never felt so cold. Another sleepless night.
So, although some of my listeners think that song is more appropriately heard at Dick's Sporting Goods at 9:40 on a Tuesday morning, I actually really enjoy it. This next upcoming song is, well, it's very unique. I don't know if any of my listeners are familiar with Matisse Yahu. I don't really know how to say his name. Matisse Yahu. He's a Jewish rapper, reggae, I don't hip hop type thing. That's what he does. That's what he labels himself as. My roommate Elon Futterman, who's also Jewish, enjoys him. And this song was on FIFA. This one was also on FIFA 13, I think. It's called Searching. Although I don't agree with some of this artist's like Orthodox Jewish ideals, this song is very interesting. So it'll be an experience, that's for sure. Here we go.
If you know where to dig, you'll find gold and diamonds, all kinds of treasure. If you don't know where to dig, all you'll find is rocks and dirt. If I show you where to dig and what to dig for, but to dig in you must do yourself. To dig in you must do yourself.
Return to the land of the rainbow, where the sun ain't low and the windows blow, and the time it moves so slow. Creeps and go through the window. Turn to the land where the wild may roam, and the buffalo go, yeah the buffalo go, where the wild may roam it is.
Cross the countryside, search far and wide, dig it till I reach up on the other side. Streams and the rivers and the oceans and the streets, and I swim with the creatures down deep. I've been searching for you, searching far and wide, I've been searching for you all my life, my life. Sunrise and I fight to see through the lies. Leap up on the skies and the clouds so high. When I fly on the heights, feeling oh so right. Run up on the land and I'm kicking up sand. When I stand and deliver the plan, won't you please back down or get slammed to the ground when my sound strike thunder while your village and thunder. Now you wonder why you going under. Got yourself on the run from the number one that you can't run from. Your spirit fades, you feel hunger. I've been searching for you.
Far and wide, I've been
That was Modest Yahoo, I'm guessing. I don't know. With his song Searching. And I'm aware that some of my fans are not a fan of his. I'm not particularly a fan either, but I don't know. You know, when you're playing a video game, you hear the soundtrack, and you just start jamming. I don't know. You just kind of get into it. And even if it's music that I wouldn't normally enjoy or listen to, you know, you get exposed to it, and I found myself liking this song, so that's why I played it. Anyway, up next, I have one that will almost definitely please at least one of my fans, one who did not enjoy the last song. It's Worship You by Vampire Weekend off their album Modern Vampires of the City. And it's from FIFA 14, which is probably my favorite FIFA game. Maybe FIFA 12, but I don't know. Or FIFA 10, maybe. But anyway, enough of that. Worship You by Vampire Weekend. It's a great song. That's why it's coming up next. Here we go. That was Worship You by Vampire Weekend off their 2013 album, Modern Vampires of the City. Had to check that for a second. Anyway, up next we have When the Day Comes by Nico and Vins And when it, what FIFA is that? Well, I'm gonna look it up now. FIFA 15. It's from FIFA 15. I knew it was more one of the more recent ones, but I was not unsure. Anyway, now that I'm sure, we can proceed. When the Day Comes by Nico and Vince. I know very little about the artist. Or artists, I believe it's two guys, but as their name suggests, obviously. Anyway, here we go with When the Day Comes by Nico and Vince.
In the city of gold, fighting the tide with my feelings aside. When it's two in the night, the fire in my heart's gonna keep me alive, and I'm ready for war. Ooh, oh, 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 oh. Cause the fire in my soul, hey, the fire in my soul got me ready to fight, and I'm ready for war. Ooh, oh, 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 oh. Climbed the streets and I found my way over. You know I've been so lost in translation, like I'm fighting for truce in Babylon, trying to find my peace in the zone of war.
That was When the Day Comes by Nico and Vins, and I just looked it up. They're from Oslo, Norway. So, yeah, that's fun. They're, so Nico, the one of the two, is of Norwegian Ivorian origin, and Vincent, the Vins, is of Ghanaian origin, and they're based in Oslo, Norway. That's pretty interesting, actually. Anyway, up next we have On Our Way from The Royal Concept, and that is from FIFA 14 as well. So, hope you enjoy. That was On Our Way from the Royal Concept, and I just looked it up. They're from Stockholm, Sweden, so we got a Scandinavian thing going on here. It's a Norwegian artist and then a Swedish artist. Anyway, I guess we should talk about the reason I came up with this this theme. Was like last week, my roommate was going through all the FIFA songs that have been on past FIFAs and playing them in our room, and I was like, wow, I could make a radio show out of this because there are a lot of good songs. Anyway, up next is 16 Years by the Griswolds from FIFA 15. I saw the Griswolds last year. They were all right. Anyway, here's 16 Years by the Griswolds.
Looking for a place to rest my
That was the Griswolds with 16 Years. I'd be remiss if I didn't say that. Say Happy Wednesday, because it is Wednesday, my dudes. Anyway, I have time for just about one more song, which is good, because I only scheduled to have time for one more song. I think my pacing's a bit better this year, maybe. I don't know. Probably not. My show hasn't improved that much. It might have actually gotten worse. I don't like to think about that, but it probably did. Up next, I have probably my favorite FIFA song of all time. I knew the band before, I heard this song on FIFA. It's The Strokes with Machu Picchu off their I want to say it's a 2011 album. Let me look up real quick. What year is it? Yeah, 2011 album. That would make sense because it's FIFA 12. The 2011 album Angles, which honestly is not the best Strokes album, but it's probably not the worst either. Anyway, Machu Picchu by The Strokes. Probably my favorite FIFA song of all time. Here we go. That was Machu Picchu from The Strokes, and that's all the time I have this week. I know that's sad, but not that sad. My show's not that good. Anyway, I'll see you next week. Same time, same place, Radio Clash 3 to 4 on Wednesdays. Goodbye.